Welcome to the Homeschool High School Podcast, brought to you by SevenSistersHomeschool.com and the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network. I'm Vicki, and I am so excited because today I finally get to talk to Lauren Bordeaux. She and I have been trying to connect for, I think, 6 months here.
And yeah, finally, it's been a while. Huh?
Finally, we get to connect and get to know each other. And so I love when we can find new resources because, I mean, I was from homeschooling in the days where there were dinosaurs still, you know, so we had to fight publishers to let us buy curriculum. And now we've got so many more resources and to have resources that are available, especially with high schoolers in mind, is a real blessing. So Lauren is from Homeschool HQ. And so we're going to hear about that. But first, let me introduce Lauren Bordeaux. And Lauren, tell us about you and your homeschool story.
Yeah. Okay. So hi, I'm Lauren. It's great to be here. So my husband and I have three kiddos, ages 3, 6, and 8. Aww. So we're still pretty early in our homeschooling journey. Mm-hmm. We decided to homeschool when our oldest was 3 years old. And we had kind of been interested in alternative education since before we had kids. Mm-hmm. But my husband and I both were in the public schools, our whole education. So we pretty much were set on public mm-hmm. education. Mm-hmm. And then we were overseas in Germany and we were able to get my oldest daughter into a forest preschool. And so she spent all day, every day outside in the dirt and mud playing with sticks.
That's the coolest thing ever.
Oh yeah. It was really, really cool. And it kind of opened my eyes to mm-hmm. the different possibilities that were mm-hmm. out there with, mm-hmm. for education. Mm-hmm. And that even though like how I grew up, public education was the way to go. Like, it just makes sense. You've got a school down the street. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you send your kids on the bus and do that? Mm-hmm. But as I saw her just flourishing in that environment mm-hmm. that was very contrary to a public school environment, mm-hmm. My eyes started to open mm-hmm. and I started to listening to podcasts around that time also. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to many homeschool, well, mom podcasts that just happened to homeschool. Like it was mm-hmm. their podcasts weren't about homeschooling, mm-hmm. but they would casually mention homeschooling mm-hmm. and talk about how their children were thriving. And so I started to dip my toe in the water mm-hmm. and research homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And then one day I just brought it up to my husband. I said, "Hey, have you ever considered homeschooling or like thought about it?" Mm-hmm. And, come to find out that he actually really liked the idea of homeschooling. And he said, like, if you're up for it, I think that would be great for our kids. So that was when my daughter was 3 and, we never looked back. Oh. We started adding some, world schooling kind mm-hmm. of into our school because we lived in Europe. So, mm-hmm. We would read books about, the different locations we were mm-hmm. going to travel to, and we'd try mm-hmm. the foods. And I got to take them to a dessert making class in Italy. So they don't remember a lot of this stuff, but we got to make those memories with them. Yeah. And we have those pictures mm-hmm. and we can always be like, "Hey, do you remember how mm-hmm. to make tiramisu? Let's try to make mm-hmm. that again." So we were really, really enjoying that. And then we moved back to the States and then COVID happened. Oh. And that's actually the year that my daughter started kindergarten. Uh-huh. So it was just a really weird time mm-hmm. to start homeschooling mm-hmm. officially, but it was like everybody else was doing it too. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. it didn't feel weird. It was just a weird time. Mm-hmm. And I was able to kind of help out some other moms, even though I was just really getting started. I was able mm-hmm. to help some other moms that had just been thrown into homeschooling mm-hmm. And kind of help guide them. And we worked mm-hmm. together on things mm-hmm. because all of the resources that used to be there just kind of disappeared mm-hmm. for a year. Mm-hmm. So it went pretty well, actually. Mm-hmm. And then it was the next year that the idea of Homeschool HQ came to me.
So you're the kind of person, it sounds like, that helps people out. Like, you know, you are doing something and somehow people just are attracted to you and you're attracted to being a helper for other people. And
yeah,
you know, yeah, encouragement and ideas and resource kind of things.
Exactly. I've always been a person that wanted to connect other people with resources. Mm-hmm. That if I know something's available, like I want other people to know that it's available too. Mm-hmm. I just, there's so much out there for so many different areas of our lives, that, you know, I wouldn't want to hold that just to myself. So
yeah,
that's always who I've been.
Mm-hmm. So then the idea popped into your brain about the business end of things. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So it was about a year after like the school, it was probably about 6 months after the schools opened again, about a year and a half after the schools closed, that I was just starting to get into finding these resources that were just opening again. And, you know, we had moved, we actually had a house, but we were gone overseas for so long that it's like, we kind of didn't know what was available for homeschooling because we had decided to homeschool when we were, when we moved overseas. So we didn't know what was happening in our area. And I started to realize that a resource was needed to kind of pull all of these resources that are available into one place and make it easier for homeschoolers to find what's in their area. And I looked for something like that and it just, it didn't really exist. And there were lists that people had made on Facebook, but you had to be a part of their groups to get access to those lists. And then, you know, people would ask all over Facebook for different, for different resource ideas. And then you're only hearing from certain people. So some sort of aggregate resource just didn't exist. So I brought up the idea to my husband and he, you know, he did his research too and saw that there was nothing out there. And we were kind of looking at, are there apps available for this? Because technology is really moving toward apps because they're so much easier to use. And then you can just have them on your phone available to use. So we looked for something and there wasn't anything available. So he actually was like, let's try to build it. And I was really surprised because neither of us have a tech background. We, you know, I like telling people about resources and he kind of is technologically inclined, but has never built an app before. So we were like, okay, let's try to figure this out. And, that it was a few months later that we had the time to really dig into the idea. And we found a program online that allows you to build an app on your own. And so we didn't pay anybody to do it. We just, he built it himself. And then some really wonderful friends of ours decided to partner with us. And so Mick, they're also a homeschooling couple. So Mick, he actually builds apps. So he kind of, he kind of put to fruition what Andre, my husband, had been building out. So so it's been an incredible journey. That was only a year ago.
So you, you got an app and if someone downloaded that app, what would happen? What would they find?
Yeah. So the app is built so that you can find resources in your local area, but you can also change the mileage of your search. We have an app, sorry, a map within the app, and you can change your mileage to as large of an area as you want to. So you can see wherever you'd like to in the whole United States and Canada. And it's a user populated app. So our users actually help us to populate the resources that they know about. So we're still, homeschoolers like to share all the resources and all the things that they know about. So we're just giving a simpler tool for you to be able to do that so that other people can find all those really cool resources that they might not have known about in just an easier way. So when you go into the app, there's a homepage and it looks a little bit different for everyone. There's a blog at the top And then below that are all of your favorited resources. So when you're looking through resources, you can press, there's a little heart, and you can press that, and that saves into your homepage. So you can kind of keep track of all the resources that you want to look back at, or the classes that you want to be a part of, or field trips that you want to do. We've got lots of different categories. We have an activity section. We're actually going to be changing that to call it enrichment, because it's mostly classes and field trip opportunities. And then we've got a co-op section, and we're changing that to group learning. So it's co-ops, hybrids, tutorials, all those different group learning opportunities that are available. Those are especially hard to find. If you're not in like multiple Facebook groups, you might not know that there's a co-op down the street from you.
Yeah, that is
just on the days that you need it to meet.
Yeah.
And then there's conventions. So you can find conventions across the country. There's a field trip ideas section. So that's just locations.
Like cool locations for homeschoolers to go to.
So one cool thing about that is you can actually like use it when you're traveling. So you can plan out a whole trip based on these field trip ideas. If you're doing a road trip or you're going to a new place, you don't know what's around. There's all sorts of educational opportunities. And I think that's something I really wanted in there because of our experience with world schooling, that we used field trips and traveling really to our advantage.
We are homeschoolers. We love field trips. Yes,
exactly. And then we actually have an update that we're working on getting approval for. So every time we do an update, it has to get approved by the App Store and the Google Play Store. But we're adding a couple of awesome categories and features in the app. One of the things your users are probably really going to love is we're adding a higher education section so that universities and colleges can list their programs in the app. Homeschool friendly colleges and universities. And then you'll be able to find admissions contact information and whether the school offers dual enrollment and scholarships for homeschoolers. So I'm really excited about that category.
So it is a very unusual app that because people can add information to it themselves. So, and then people can search for things that are in their local area. So that's a really unique, like very, very different kind of resource. So that is really, really cool.
Thank you.
So what does it feel like to you when you know, you open your phone and you see your own app sitting there and you can click on it and say, hey, we're going on a trip anyway, you know, to Texas or something, you know, what's in the area? What does that feel like to you?
I love it. And it kind of feels surreal because it really wasn't that long ago that we started building it out. And we launched in January.
This year.
Yep, of this year. And we've had so much excitement and enthusiasm about the app. And we have quite a few users already using it. And it just, it's really exciting.
That's so neat.
And whenever we get like feedback within the app or people email us and give us like feedback or suggestions, like it's really exciting. And it really feels like a group project among other homeschoolers. Like we are working together to build this app. I mean, honestly, people have come up to us at conventions we've been at and have said, we wish this had been available when we started homeschooling. So we're all working together to build this great resource that's going to help so many homeschoolers in their homeschooling journey. And like our hope is that we give you the tools to build community in your area and make your homeschool really fun and successful and allow more homeschoolers to come into this and really thrive.
So how did you come up with the name?
So the first time I brought it up to my husband, it was like, he looked up if there was anything like this and he said, there isn't. Do you want to build it? And I said, yeah. And within seconds, I was like, I want to call it Homeschool HQ.
I just was there. It was just there.
I looked it up to see if there was anything named Homeschool HQ and there wasn't.
There you go.
So we were like, let's do it. Like, it's a great name. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the place to go to get your homeschooling resources. Mm-hmm. And as we continue to build out, we're going to have so many more features for mm-hmm. homeschoolers just to make your life simpler. Mm-hmm. We actually, in this update, we're adding a teacher ID. So you'll be able to just click into your app and have a teacher ID available for museums and restaurants and stores. And you won't have to carry around your paper ID anymore. And then more updates are coming as soon as we can build them.
Do you find like local, like the homeschool umbrella schools, or sometimes they call them in California, I think they call them charter schools. Mm-hmm. Are they kind of joining with you on that, like putting their information on the app?
We don't have an umbrella or like cover school section yet, but it's something I do want to add in there.
So I
think that'll be in our future too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mostly like so let's say you had some local people. So we're in Delaware, Maryland area. Let's say a Marylander wants to know what's in, you know, homeschool wise in the area. What would she do? Like walk me through it.
Yeah. So you'll open the app, and by the way, it is a subscription service. So it's a 2-week free trial, and then it's $19.99 a year after that.
That's about
so typical. It's pretty affordable, but it really gives our users and our resources a safeguard. So not everyone's going to be on the app because it's a subscription service. So. Mm-hmm. So when you go in there, you're going to click the resources tab at the bottom toolbar. Mm-hmm. And that will take you to a list of categories, and you can click into whichever category you want. So you say you click into co-ops. Mm-hmm. The list will be closest to your location to furthest away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But there's also a little location button, and you can click that and it opens a map. And then you can change your mileage. So if you're willing to travel 30 miles for your co-op, it will show you everything within 30 miles on the map. Mm-hmm. And then it also has a list underneath that. Mm-hmm. So you can click into any of those resources and you click into one co-op, and it's going to say the name, the meeting dates, and the location. Mm-hmm. And it might just say the city just for the safety of the co-op, but you'll know that it's in the city you're interested in going to co-op in.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them will say the full address, just up to the co-op and the people that are putting those in the app. And then some other cool things about those listings is we have optional tags for faith-based, secular, and special needs. So if you're looking for a faith-based co-op that has programming for special needs students, you can find that. So we wanted to serve the entire homeschool community. You can really like pinpoint what it is you're looking for in the app.
What, besides co-ops, what are some of the other choices that I might have if I was going on there?
Yeah. So if you're looking for a class in the area, not necessarily related to a co-op, but like where we are, there's a wilderness station and we go there all the time for nature classes. So you can go into the app and click in the activities section and see what classes are coming up near you, or maybe a homeschool day. You can also plan like play dates in the app. So say you want to have like an open play date open to all the homeschoolers in your area. You can put that in there or like a nature hike. So there's really a lot of opportunities for different different ways you can build community in the app.
So if a person, like you had a homeschool family that was new to an area and looking for classes for several ages of their teens, they might be able, I mean, the youngsters and teenagers and all, they might be able to find classes or activities that would be appropriate. That's really, really unique.
Thank you. We're really excited about it. And yes, it's not something that has ever been put out there before. So it's definitely a unique app. I mean, there just aren't that many apps yet for the homeschool industry, but they are being built. Just being part of diving into this industry, like the technology industry in relation to homeschooling, I've really had my eyes opened to all the things that are being built and started. So the technology industry has really started revving up for the homeschool community.
That is just so interesting. So you guys are pioneers, and you know, we homeschoolers were learners. So it's really fun to learn a new way to connect. And that is really cool. So, all right. So Lauren, tell everybody how to find you and the app and, you know, where to connect.
Yeah. So we are in the App Store and the Google Play Store. Mm-hmm. And if you're in the US and Canada, that they're available in both those countries now. Mm-hmm. And hopefully in the future, we'll be available in many more.
Cool.
You can find us on all major social media. And our website is homeschoolhq.com. And I will provide the links for you.
Very good. So look in the show notes. And that is so, so exciting. Something new and a fresh idea. So thank you, Lauren, for persevering while we were trying to find times that we could actually connect and no disasters.
We did it.
Praise God. All right. Well, I better wrap it up. So thank you, Lauren. And thank you for sharing Homeschool HQ with us and a little bit of your story. And we look forward to hearing about how it grows and the things that you guys are adding. So keep me posted. Yeah.
So thank you so much. This has been
the Homeschool High School Podcast, brought to you by SevenSistersHomeschool.com and the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network. Join us at Seven Sisters Homeschool Facebook group and look at us on the website also. And we will have links to Homeschool HQ and all that information in the show note post. Look for that there if you don't get it from our talk right here on the podcast. So, all righty. Well, thanks, everybody, and we will see you next week.